The following is an exclusive presentation of WI Garden Media, the voice of Garden Talk Radio. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go over how you can properly water your garden for the utmost success this year, as well as growing those herbs to save cash, and we'll tackle many of your garden questions. The hour is jam full, and it starts next.
You are listening to the most informationally packed hour of garden-focused radio in the country and on the internet with your host, husband and wife team Joey and Holly Baird. This is the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show.
And welcome back to another episode of the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Happy that you have joined us and took a little time out of your day to be with us. I'm your host, Joey Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
This program is for you, about you, to help your garden grow better, to maintain your landscape, grow healthier trees, make your grass look greener, as well as preserving what you grow. If you want to be part of the program, in addition to just listening to us, and we greatly appreciate that, whether you're listening to us on one of the 18 AM and FM frequencies broadcasting our program on terrestrial radio here in 2022, through our parent website, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, underneath the Season 6 tab at the top of the page, podcast replay, in-studio video replay, a podcast app, radio app, however you're capturing it. Thank you so much. If you want to be part of the program in addition to that, as I spoke about, you can do that in two different avenues. You can certainly give us send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know that you're listening, where you're listening from, or send us a question. And if you do such, please submit a photograph, if applicable, so we can better serve you with the correct answer. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do that as well on the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods. And that number, it's very easy to remember, 1-800-927-SHOW, S-H-O-W, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
Well, Holly, let's get into the program, and we're going to start today with watering. Now, in many portions of the country, watering's not an issue. You got plenty of water. There are some portions of the country that still are dealing with drought, but most people would assume watering is middle of the summer. Well, watering is important pretty much all year round, and doing it correctly can save water and be more beneficial for your plants. And there's a number that we've got several companies that support the program that is involved in the irrigation watering aspect genre. That is Water Hoop, that is DripWorks USA, and that is Tree Diaper. And those are all can be found at our parent website under the Season 6 tab at the top of the page of the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com. And you can see all of them there and all the shows. They're big sponsors, big supporters of the program, as all of our companies are. And watering, Holly, it's not just, it looks dry, splash and go, and I've done my job for the day.
No, absolutely not. So
that actually does more damage than good.
Right. You want to water thoroughly, which means that either you kind of time yourself on how much water you're putting on each plant or each bed or each area, or you use a sprinkler system, irrigation system, something like that where it's set up with a timer, or you just, go out there, turn it on, set your kitchen timer or whatever, however that works for you, but you want to make sure it's consistently and you're giving the plants a proper amount of water.
Right. Now, if you have a DripWorks USA irrigation system, You set a timer up. We've got ours on when it's when it needs to. It runs at 8, noon, and 5 p.m. each day for 20 minutes. For places in which the irrigation system is not piped in, we use the tree diaper, a unique watering system that absorbs moisture and releases as the soil needs it. In other applications, we will use the water hoop, and we use the water hoop for trees, shrubs, and bushes, and that can we can control the water flow there. So, and there, now there is, true enough, there is times where, or applications where finances may not be available, and you have to hand water porch, deck, patio, those different things. And like you talked about, it doesn't, a little bit of water doesn't fix the problem. Those containers, whether you're using plastic containers, porcelain containers, or what's the orange ones?
Terracotta,
or drip, or a root maker, grow bags. When those things are dry, those take a tremendous amount of water to start the rehydrational process. If soil gets too dry, it goes into a hydrophobic state, which means it repels water. And it takes a lot of water in order to reverse the way that is. I don't know the scientific formulation of that, but it takes a lot of water in order to change the soil back to an absorbent state rather than a repellent state.
Right. So like Joy had mentioned, just splashing water on your plants
makes you feel good.
Not smart, and it's not efficient. Nope. And it's a waste of A, water, and B, time, and it's not going to give you happy, healthy plants. And that's the thing, is when plants are being watered consistently, they are able to fight off disease better. They're going to be healthier. They're going to be able to absorb those nutrients from the soil that they need properly and consistently. A lot of problems that your plant faces is because you're not watering consistently, or you're not watering properly, and it doesn't have access to the water that it needs. And then it goes into save myself mode, which is typically bolting or shutting down.
Right.
Or it can't fight off disease, and then it gets diseased.
Well, let's talk about how mulch. Mulch is a great addition to your garden to reduce the amount of moisture that is being wicked up out of the soil of the plants in which you are trying to grow.
Right. So mulch,
What kind of mulch can we use?
Sure. So you can use any type of mulch that is a natural mulch is good, except for you don't want to use anything that's going to add anything bad, especially to your edible garden. So you can use dried weed seed free, chemical free grass clippings, which means that as long as your grass hasn't been sprayed with something containing like a 2,4-D, what's that called? Weed and feed type thing.
2,4-D.
Persistent herbicide. Then you can use those grass clippings. You want to dry them out a bit, whether they, you know, you put them on the driveway or on the lawn, let them dry in the sun, and then you can use those. You can also use dried leaves if you have those. You can use, we've used cardboard as mulch.
Shredded paper. Yeah, and shredded paper. Straw.
Straw is a good mulch as well. So you have options for mulch. I would say if you don't start, you know, if you've not saved your leaves from in the fall, I would start this fall because it makes a really great mulch and it really feeds your soil. So mulch is great. And it just helps keep, again, that moisture in. It helps suppress weeds, and it does a really good job of doing both and making sure the roots are insulated of your plants.
And you can water by incorporating fertilizer into that watering regimen. Now, whether based on the type of watering or the fertilizer, for example, Ivy Organics, they have an all-purpose fertilizer, Super Blend, Azomite. It's a 333, that's the MPK. It also has all secondary nutrients, calcium, magnesium, and sulfate, a 511. And you can go to ivyorganics.com and purchase this and their other products. You can use Radio 10 to save 10% off your purchase at ivyorganics.com. And their fertilizer can make up to 20 gallons of liquid fertilizer. Now, some fertilizers, and this is a granule that will work as a you mix it in with the water and it will disperse to your plants. Based on the system in which you have installed, some may allow for such a thing. Others, you may have to do it manually and then allow the watering of that system to work that nutrient into the soil. So keep that in mind. And the Ivy Organics all-purpose fertilizer, it can be used as a liquid fertilizer or as a granular. So it's not just it's very versatile whenever you are using it. Apply to the soil, foliar feed, or even mix it in with your compost tea. All works the same there. So when it comes to watering, Holly, the biggest takeaway is if you're going to do it right or just let your plants die.
Essentially, yeah. You just want to be smart about it. You want to be consistent. And it's not anything that is super complicated. It's just a matter of you don't even have to invest that much money. It's just a matter of being on top of it and making sure you're doing it properly.
And whether you invest the money in Tree Diaper, Ivy Organics, Water Hoop, it will pay you back over the, because it's a lot more enjoyable and more productive when the plant is alive and trying to produce green beans or tomatoes or peppers. They don't do very good when they're dead because they're drought or dry.
I mean, I know for us, just when we started using irrigation methods, we always get rain up until July, basically.
You don't get rain at all.
Right. But, I mean, it seems like these past few years we get rain until July and all of a sudden, like, just drops off. And having that irrigation and knowing that our plants are being watered is very helpful.
Right. And there's many different systems in which you can apps and all that stuff. So, well, when it comes to additionally from watering to food preparation, Holly, some people need the peace of mind of knowing what's in their food. And many of you who are listening want just that. And Walton's Incorporated, whether you are butchering your own animals or you just need seasonings and spices that are safe and healthy, Walton's can give you that peace of mind.
Yeah, we're brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's. Now, they have everything you need to make any type of meat product, and you can find all sorts of great information at meatgistics.com. It's a website to help educate people on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of over 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. And at waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. So that's meatgistics.com. And then for the products, that's waltonsinc.com. And if you want to use code GROW50, you can save 10% off your orders of 50 or more. And that's Walton's, everything but the meat, waltonsinc.com.
Hang out with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to you and show you how you can save money by growing your own herbs. You're listening to The Garden with Joey and Holly Radio Show.
Have a garden question? Give Joey and Holly a call now or anytime 24/7. Just dial 1-800-927-SHOW. If you can't get through, leave a message and they will call you back. Call now, 1-800-927-SHOW.
Deer Defeat is an all-natural repellent to keep deer, rabbits, and groundhogs away from your precious plants. Deer Defeat protects your plants day and night, dries clear, and odorless. It will not clog your sprayer. Deer Defeat works for 30 days through rain, snow, and freeze. Safe, effective, and works on rabbits. Money-back guarantee. To purchase, go to DeerDefeat.com and use code RADIO to save 10% on your order. Deer Defeat. It can't be beat. The Water Hoop is a portable water sprinkler system that allows you to target water evenly around the root ball of your tree or bush. Conforms to various shapes for your watering needs. The Water Hoop reduces runoff and saves money. Visit waterhoop.com. ShipDrop is a website. You can sign up for free wood chip mulch delivery right to your door. For free, ShipDrop connects homeowners and gardeners with tree services who are trying to get rid of their wood chips. You can also sign up to get free logs and firewood. Go to ChipDrop.com to learn more and sign up for a free account. A little bit of summer is what the whole year's all about. Barbecues, parties with friends. The fun is endless, unless the sun or thunderstorms have damaged your outdoor furniture. Keep it looking brand new with custom protective covers from CoversAndAll.com. They have fabric choices for days that are 100% waterproof, coated to protect against sun, and can be custom designed for any size or shape, and placing or removing them. Easy peasy. Visit CoversAndAll.com and use code GARDEN25 at checkout to save 25% on your purchase.
A non-selective herbicide that is also USDA certified? You bet. No more weeds by Naturally Green Products. The same great company that brings you no more bugs, no more weeds. Kills weeds with no harsh chemicals, no glyphosate. No More Weeds is a commercial-grade vinegar base with a proprietary sticking agent. Great around pools, decks, patios, etc. Visit natgreenproducts.com, enter promo code WEEDS, W-E-E-D-S, and buy 3 1-gallon size units, get the fourth one free. Are you tired of mixing and matching soil amendments to give your garden what it needs to flourish? Try Climate Guard, the nutritionally complete all-in-one organic fertilizer made with ethically derived NPK, beneficial bacteria, crop-boosting fungi, humic acid, and silica. Climate Guard uses cutting-edge microbiology and ethically derived plant nutrition to produce the same results as conventional fertilizers without the negative environmental impacts. Each Climate Guard pellet is infused with a high-performance blend of living organisms that will continue building a rich ecosystem in your soil long after application. Available in 7.5 and 15-pound bags, Climate Guard is delivered directly to your door and available for order at shopjohnnyappleseed.com. That's shopjohnnyappleseed.com.
Spring is around the corner, folks, and Algae Man reminds you that this year, when it's time for spring cleaning, don't forget about the outside of your house. Algae Man is southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for exterior cleaning, including roofs, siding, decks, and concrete. So if you spot ugly black stains or green splotchy stuff on your home, let Algae Man get rid of it for you. We can restore the area back to its original look, not only in a timely manner, but also at an affordable cost. For a free estimate, visit us today at algaemen.com. Algae Man, we clean areas that you don't want to.
Thanks for listening to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the Money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. The Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Pro Plugger, Chip Drop, Bell Buster, Johnny Appleseed, Ivy Organic, Milkweed Balm, Walton's Incorporated, Bloomin' Easy Plants, Jung Seeds. Find all sponsors at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com and thank them for their support. Welcome back to the Garden with Joe and Holly radio show. Happy that you are partaking in the program today. As we talked about in the first segment, Holly, watering. Important to do it right means a healthy, happy, productive garden and a happy gardener. Tree Diaper can help you with that.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No more overwatering, underwatering with the Tree Diaper. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges, no pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees when they are down, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
All right. Herbs, Holly. One of the, maybe not one of the easiest plants in which you can grow in your garden, but maybe one of the most valuable ones you can grow because of the high pricing the small sprigs cost in the store.
Right. Herbs are definitely something that could be a challenge at times to grow, but like Joy had said, they are, if you can get them to grow and right, if you can do it successfully, you're going to save money, especially if you use a lot of fresh herbs or you want to dry your own herbs or freeze them or put them in olive oil in your freezer, whatever you like to do with those herbs, or you can or whatnot. They are going to, especially things like basil. Basil just seems like that's ridiculously fresh to buy from the store. And if you like to make pesto or something, I would highly recommend growing your own basil. But with that being said, they are cheaper to grow than, right, than to purchase.
And if you are an individual that has difficulties in starting plants from seed, right now is the best time you can possibly be a gardener right now who likes to grow herbs, because you can go to the garden center. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium to get your basil, your oregano, your thyme plant starts at your garden center. But if you do it correctly, and we've got many videos and many people have great videos on how to successfully grow herbs year round, you can put them in a hanging basket in your kitchen or in the back porch and bring it in during the winter, and that plant will continue to grow for many months on end, instead of just buying, you know, what you bought at the store two times, the plant will pay for itself over the course of a month. And it will grow for 6 months. We've had rosemary growing in our window at one point for almost, a year and a half, I guess it was?
I think it was a little bit longer than that, but yeah.
It can be done, and it's a low-light plant.
Right. So that's another thing I was going to say is that you can grow them pretty much anywhere, and it's a very low-light plant. So
explain what low-light means. It doesn't mean dark.
No. It means, like, they'd be okay in a north-facing window, essentially growing herbs. So if you have a window that doesn't get a ton of light or an east-facing window, something like that, it's going to do just fine. A lot of people, I know you'll see these window herb gardens, especially right now, you'll see them at all sorts of stores, and people are probably like, is this a gimmick, blah, blah, blah. No, you can grow those little mini herb gardens in your kitchen windowsill or whatever, and you, for the most part, should have success. And it's not, they are kind of grow anywhere.
Right, but the plants, if put in full sun, will do fine as well. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Most plants love full sun. There are some shade-loving perennials in the flower world that prefer the shade. But herbs, we grew a whole bed of herbs last year, dwarf basil, Italian basil, opal basil, and they were in full sun and did very, very well.
Right, and that's something to definitely keep in mind is that you can grow a whole bed of basil.
And you can start it. Go ahead.
You can start it from seed.
Right.
And if you are like, I don't like any of these other herbs and this is all I want to grow.
You refer to the basil, you mean?
Yeah. Well, or whatever it may
right.
be.
Right. Well, basil has umpteen different type of flavors. In cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, lime, and the list goes on and on in different flavors. And they actually taste like what they are described as.
Yeah, definitely. Even the, what's it called? The licorice basil has licorice tang to it. Or maybe you do a lot of Asian style cooking where you want to do a Thai basil. That's something you can grow too. So you have a lot of options just with basil alone. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that when you start these from seed, whether you direct sow them or something like rosemary, you might start in a container. You want to keep in mind the germination time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So rosemary takes, 21 days?
Rosemary can take up to 30 days. So if you're not a patient person, rosemary may not be the thing for you. But taking up to 21 to 30, up to 30 days to germinate. Now, some of these other ones, based on if there's enough moisture and enough warmth, they'll start pretty quick. They won't have much of an issue with anything like that. If you want to get some basil seed, whether it's Italian leaf basil or cinnamon or Italian, whatever you want, you can go over to jungseeds.com. That's JUNGSEED.com. And you can use coupon code 10TG. 22 and save 10% on your order, as they still have quite a bit of supply left in the herb category. So you can save 10% on your order by going to Jung Seed and using 10TG, that's Tom Gary 22 at checkout. If you're not a patient person, Holly, you might be just best to buy the plant starts and put them in your container at home. And right. With that, you can still harvest. Like, basically, you transplant it, you can take a few leaves off that day.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And like you said, if you're not patient, I remember when we're pretty patient people when we were growing rosemary from seed, we're like, what is going on? And then
is it still alive?
We kind of backtracked and realized that it does take a while for it to germinate. And again, there's no shame in buying plant starts at all. Whatever you garden, you know, whatever.
We bought them.
Yeah, whatever is easiest or ideal or just something that's – gardening is not supposed to be stressful.
No, but it's nice to have that backup at the garden center, that knowing that, hey, I don't have enough tomato plants or my peppers had a seed fail on them. It's going to be a little expensive, but you can supplement what you couldn't grow or start or had failed at from the garden center. You can certainly do that. And some garden centers have the advertising thing, you buy so much and we give you so many plants for free type of thing. So
right.
there's no shame in buying them. We've bought them. We continue to buy them. There's just some things that make more sense for us to buy than to grow or start ourselves indoors. And not everything, I mean, people have problem with lavender. We've never really had a difficulty with lavender. And people ask, what's the secret? And I say, we put the seeds in the soil and we covered up and watered it. So I really don't know.
Right. Yeah, there was, I don't. Maybe you have. Maybe you're from one of those lavender growing families, and you have the magic lavender finger.
Well, let's talk about something that's not quite so magical, which is mint. It's an herb, but it can be a very bad herb in the mindset in the category of it's invasive.
Right, mint is invasive, and so a lot of people do choose to grow it in containers. And if you grow a lot of mint, you use a lot of mint, you might want to grow it in a container on your back porch. So whether you're
might want to explain what happens if you don't. What the intensity here?
Yeah, if you don't grow it in a container, and a lot of times if you don't grow it in a container away from your other things, whether you know you set the container next to your garden or not, you want to keep in mind that it's going to reproduce, it's going to become invasive, and it's going to spread.
And it will choke out anything that's in its path. And it spreads by runners, such very similar to a raspberry plant or a Creeping Charlie. And in some instances, if it gets too bad, you might have to resort to a harmful chemical in order to take control of what's going on.
Absolutely. And that is that's something that you need to keep in mind when you're growing mint or any sort of invasive type of plant. You want to keep that in mind, is that you have to be mindful of that. You have to be aware. And I forgot to put on here about dill.
Okay. Yeah, dill can be on the invasive side. And the quick story is 10 years ago, we had a container garden in front of the house, and then we had dill in it. Dill went to seed, never thought anything of it. We were granted, because we rented at that point and still rent, we could have a small 5 foot by 30 foot, 40 foot garden in the ground. And we did such, and the dill came back with great force over and over again, because that little bit of spreading caused the seeds to, a lot of seeds, and we were getting a half gallon a year of dill seed cleaned. And we finally we've gotten it under control. But in some states, in the United States, dill is labeled as an invasive species.
Yeah, it is. It can get out of control quickly. So if you grow dill and it goes to seed, just know that you're going to have more dill there next year, and you might have to keep pulling it up and dealing with it. But it does bring some cool caterpillars in. So there's that.
Well, another thing that's not so cool, Holly, is the Japanese beetles that's going to be invading your yard this year with the weevils and borers. Spring's here. Times are warming up, and those Japanese beetles are ready to welcome you back to your back and front yards.
Yeah, with spring just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about controlling those beetles and grubs in your yard. And
how do we do that, Holly?
What better way to prevent those than destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae with grub gone. It's an easy to apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. It's been developed by Phylum Bioproducts, a naturally occurring bacteria. Grub gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial pollinators and insects.
And if you've already got those Japanese beetles flying around your yard, hey, Beetle Gone is the answer. It's an organic water dispersible powder that you can spray directly on your edible plants. Find out more about all the products they have available at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylom bioproducts.com. And you can save money. They have a coupon code, and that coupon code is GARDENTALK10 to save 10% off your order at phylumbioproducts.com. Well, when we come back, we're going to tackle your garden questions. You're listening to the Garden with Joey and Holly radio show.
Got a question for Joey and Holly? Send it via email anytime to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Protect your plants from damage with the 3-in-1 Plant Guard and Special Blend Fertilizer. Visit ivyorganics.com, use promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your order.
Japanese beetles show up in summer for a feeding frenzy in your garden, and they are the worst party guest. Feeding on leaves, then laying eggs in your lawn for next year. Japanese beetles can decimate your plants and trees. Protect your plants with Japanese beetle traps from Rescue. New this year, Rescue has refill lures to use the same trap again the next year. Made in the USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Fly and Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at rescue.com. That's RESCUE.COM. 90% of the world's flowering plants require pollination to reproduce. Without pollinators, we humans would not survive. Here at Finding Nectar, a Denver suburb-based nursery providing flowering plants that are bee, butterfly, moth, and bat-friendly, we are striving to get more pollinators into the backyards of Colorado. Together, we can increase the pollinating population one plant at a time. Affordable plants, check all the plants out at 1550 Highway 72 in Arvada and at findingnectar.com.
Show your body and monarch butterflies some love with milkweed balm, made with milkweed seed oil to promote relaxation and muscle recovery. Full of antioxidants and packed with powerful omega fatty acids to fight pain and inflammation. Milkweed balm is product-based conservation of wild monarch butterfly habitat. Visit milkweedbalm.com to find out more. Dig planting holes from a comfortable standing position. Step, twist, pull, and plant. Visit ProPlugger.com.
Have you ever tried to carry all your tools and supplies on your tractor? You fumble around looking for the right one, unsafely holding them while you drive. Big Tool Rack developed a range of carry-all systems that attaches to your compact tractor in seconds, creating a mobile workstation that allows you to safely carry your tools and supplies. Big Tool Rack's telescoping wheel system and three-point hitch connections allows you to quickly attach and detach the carry-all system for easy storage. Working around the house, the homestead, or the farm, Big Tool Rack has your back and all your tools. Use code MYRACK5 for 5% off purchases at BigToolRack.com. Find out why we're built to haul it all. Take the guesswork out of composting with Hot Bin Composting. Quickly break down food scraps within 30 to 90 days. Find out more at HotBinComposting.com.
Jung Seed Company is a family-owned and operated gardening company since 1907 with the largest selection of seeds and plants online. Use code 10TG22 to receive 10% off your order at jungseed.com. That code again is 10TG22.
Rootmaker starts your plants off right and keeps them going through harvest. From their seed starting trays with an innovative design that air prunes the roots to their large variety of grow bags, 1 to 60 gallons, their products will provide you with the harvest that you've never seen before. Visit rootmaker.com and use coupon code RADIO22 to save 15% off your order. That's rootmaker.com. Thanks for listening to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. The Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Rootmaker, Dripworks, Pomona Universal Pectin, Phylum Bioproducts, Tree Diaper, Chapin Manufacturing Incorporated, Deer Defeat, Water Hoop. Find all sponsors at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com and thank them for their support. Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. How are you doing today? We are doing fine and we thank you for being with us. Simple Grow Holly is a product in which we can add to our gardens to help our plants grow better.
Are you worrying about your plant growth? Provide your plants with what they need to grow to their potential. Simple Grow offers 100% organic worm castings, and you can find that at simplegrow.com. Unlike other worm casting products, when you order from Simple Grow, you are getting 100% worm casting, not filler plus castings. Promote ideal soil structure and aeration with Simple Grow all-natural and odor-free worm castings. There's only one ingredient, worm castings. No chemicals or additives will seep into your food, and it doesn't smell like other fertilizers. For indoor and outdoor use, you can buy by the bag, bundle, ton, or truckload. Check out what they have at simplegrow.com. 100% worm castings, simplegrow.com.
All right. Well, let's we're going to get into the question and answer here. We've got two segments. We got a lot of questions that came in, so we're going to tackle as many as we can get through. And let's go with the first one here, Holly, which is, do potatoes need to be healed as they grow? The potatoes I purchased say nothing about healing them after they start growing. Thank you for the help.
Well, you don't have to heal them after they start growing. You can plant them in little hills or trenches. What we do is we dig a trench 3 to 4 inches, plant the potatoes, and then hill them with a mound about 6 inches or so, and then just let them be. So that would be kind of hilling when you plant.
Right. And some people don't hill them at all. They will simply just dig a trench and then just cover them over. The purpose of the healing them, H-I-L-L-I-N-G, is to prevent the tubers from being exposed to sunlight, causing them to turn green. And based on whom you believe, the experts say that the greenness in the potatoes has a toxicity that can agitate your digestive system. So there you go. All right, next question, Holly.
Right. So which is better, landscape fabric versus plastic landscape fabric? Which one might be better and why?
Well, how much time do we have? Landscape fabric and plastic, the purpose of them are to prevent weeds from coming up and to allow moisture to penetrate through. Based on the tightness of the woven fabric of the landscape fabric, it will determine how much moisture is actually getting through and what material is on top of that landscape fabric. Meaning that if you have wood chips or lime rock dust, rock with dust in it, it can clog those areas of fabric, the porous areas, and prevent any moisture from getting down to the soil where your plants need it. If you have an irrigation system that is placed on the soil and then you put a landscape fabric on it or a plastic weed barrier on top of it, that can fix or help the situation by suppressing the weeds and then also allowing the moisture to get into the plant root system. So it can go either way. Yes and no. It's good and bad. There are some landscape fabrics and some plastics that are now more biodegradable, that they're not just going to sit in the landfill forever. If composted correctly, they will break down to some state. So, I mean, that's really about all there is to that. Plastic versus a fabric, woven plastic to some degree. Now, with that being said, there is a more of an organic type of landscape fabric, so to say. There is an environmentally friendly weed guard. It's organic, and it can save some work and money. It's OMRI listed. Certain companies carry this, but essentially, what that is, a 3 foot wide or 2.5 foot, 3 foot wide giant roll of paper that you lay down and you use soil or rocks or mulch on top of it, and it will break down over time. But again, unless you have an irrigation system underneath, water can pool on top of any of these and cause some damage if you are next to a home or foundation. And buyer beware, do your research. There are applications where they are wonderful for, and there are applications where it doesn't work and you shouldn't use it.
Right, and that's something that is definitely to keep in mind, for sure. So
all
let's
right.
see what our next
Here we
question
go.
Is.
How do you prepare Jerusalem artichokes? I planted them last year, dug some up in the fall, ate them raw, as I thought I should, and was read that I could. And now I have also read you can dig them up in the spring before they begin to grow.
Yes, so that's correct. You can dig them up. We put them in like a roast, and we bake them. You can also just we put them in the air fryer. You can eat them raw, Like, you make them as chips in the air fryer.
The key to making them in chips in the air fryer is you got to peel them. No matter how much you scrub these Jerusalem artichokes off, there is still that permeation of dirt flavor in the skin. So you want to peel them, chop them into small chips sizes, coat them with olive oil, and then fry them in the air fryer. Based on if you want them crunchy or a little soft, taking that skin off is the key. It makes a tremendous difference. There's still that earthy tone to them, but it's not slapping in the face. It's like you ate a handful of compost with that skin on. So that's the way we found to be kind of, and you can plant them right now. In most areas of the country, you can plant them and they'll come back year after year
now,
after year. Yes.
Word to the wise.
Yes.
If you've never grown Jerusalem artichokes or you're new to it, or maybe now you're like, I really like growing them, or whatever. If you have never grown them, they do have this component in them called inulin, and a lot of times it reacts with your GI system, your digestive system, and it does make you gassy. Now, if you're okay with that, that's fine, but I'm just pre-warning because many people don't realize this, and so there's that. So, you know, you don't want to go ham if you've never had them before and eat all the sunchokes. You might want to kind of ease yourself into it.
It's difficult to find Jerusalem artichokes in general because they don't have a tremendously long shelf life. I think there are some organic grocery stores in the fall you can get them, but they're
– I've never really seen them.
Right.
It's something that you just have to grow, I think, essentially. It's not like something that is available.
Right. There's a white variety and a burgundy variety. And you can keep that in mind and grow them. They say that they're invasive. We've not had that level of invasiveness that we have witnessed. It's not like mint, where they're going to shoot runners all over the yard, or a raspberry plant. They will, in the confinements of that area in which you've planted them, they will creep out a foot every year or so if you don't trim back or cut back, dig up the ones that are reaching out of that
area.
But
they're not as invasive as other as other plants. So here's our next question.
Okay.
Is I'm interested in knowing if it's legal to turn the lawn of my backyard into a vegetable garden. Is that legal or are there restrictions?
Well, you want the G. Gordon Liddy answer, or do you want the actual?
I don't think I want to answer this question right now.
Shoot it, shovel it, and shut up about it. We've talked about this on the program.
I mean,
G. Gordon Liddy was a very prominent talk show radio host in the, I guess, 80s and 90s from Florida. And he said people get in trouble whenever they start boasting about what they've done than if they just did it and was quiet about it.
That's just it.
There are restrictions in some municipalities.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Is that if you have an HOA for...
What is an HOA for those who...
It's like a housing authority.
A council that watches over what everybody can and can't do in the area that they live in.
There's probably rules there. You probably know that. If you're just somebody who owns a house on a street in a municipality, you can probably dig up your backyard and grow vegetables. Now, again, like Joey said, sometimes you just do what you're going to do and nobody's going to bother you. If you got Nosy Ned next door who's going to watch every move you make, you might want to know the law. It's kind of really up to you. The biggest thing is that, A, if you have a housing authority, HOA, whatever it is, you're going to know because I'm pretty sure you...
In that situation, you should call first before you...
Right, but you already know, because they're probably telling you your
mailbox
shutters,
is 1 inch too tall and all that other
stuff. Your
shutters
need to match your front door, whatever. So you probably know that. But two, if you do have a nosy Ned that's going to harp at you and be like, oh, those sunflowers are too tall, keep in mind that you might want to know the laws. But the other thing is that if you are going to dig...
Or if you're going to do it, get it in written permission from the HOA saying, I have been given permission and have everybody sign it that I can grow a vegetable and I can have things this high and all that. If you really want to stick it to Nosy Ned over there.
Anyway, as I was saying, I'm talking about not HOAs.
Right.
I'm talking about
just
Nosy
general,
Ned.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, you also want to, either way, no matter what you do, you want to call Digger's Hotline. Mm-hmm. And that's important because... you don't want to cause problems for yourself, your neighbors. you don't want to go digging and all of a sudden find a power line and maybe you might not be digging anymore. So
we didn't know how many things were in our front yard.
Yeah, we found there was a ton. So that's the biggest thing is calling Digger's Hotline. But it is good to know your rights, your legalities, CYA, you know, cover your, you know what.
Yeah. Well, hold out with us. We'll be back in just a few moments to answer more of
have
your
garden
questions.
Question? Give Joey and Holly a call now or anytime 24/7. Just dial 1-800-927-SHOW. If you can't get through, leave a message and they will call you back. Call now 1-800-927-SHOW.
Chapin has the tools you need to water, feed, and protect your garden. We make equipment for lawn and garden care, and we are always innovating to help make your next growing season a success. Our newest products are the 5010 Rose Duster, watering tools including hose nozzles, sprinklers, and timers, the Mixes on Exit Backpack Sprayer that mixes concentrate as you spray. You can find all products at www.chapinmfg.com, major online retailers, home improvement stores, and hardware stores near you. This week's garden tip is sponsored by the amazing Dr. Zymes. Eliminate and prevent garden pests with their 100% all-natural, all-in-one insecticide and fungicide. Experience powerful natural protection from insects, fungus, mold, and mildew. Try a free sample. Visit drzymes.com/garden talk. Beneficial insects are the key to a healthy plant, but using spray and chemicals can be harmful as many are non-selective, which means it kills all the bugs, good and bad. The amazing Dr. Zymes Eliminator is different and will kill the bad bugs and not harm the good ones. Keeping the good bugs will keep the bad bugs away. Kill soft body insects effectively and safely. Dr. Zymes is OMRI listed, safe up to the day of harvest, and doesn't leave a residue. That helpful garden tip was sponsored by the amazing Dr. Zymes. Eliminate and prevent garden pests with their 100% all-natural, all-in-one insecticide and fungicide. Experience powerful natural protection from insects, fungus, mold, and mildew. Try a free sample. Visit drzymes.com/garden talk.
Make watering easy. DripWorks provides quality drip irrigation supplies and equipment to gardeners just like you for all your growing needs across the U.S. and Canada. Purchase online at DripWorks.com. Pomona's Universal Pectin is a high-quality pectin that gels reliably with low amounts of any sweetener. If you're trying to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet, you'll love Pomona's Universal Pectin. Now you can make healthy homemade jams and jellies sweetened to your taste. You can use sugar or honey to sweeten. Pomona's Universal Pectin keeps indefinitely when stored in an airtight container. Easy to use, versatile, and comes with directions and recipes in every box. Find out more and where to buy at PomonaPectin.com. Also available at natural food stores and online.
We know that you appreciate the value of a beautifully landscaped yard, but tackling such a project yourself can seem way too complicated, right? Bloomin' Easy Plants are the answer. Their plants are low maintenance and offer exceptional beauty and color for your yard. Plus, they offer free seasonal care reminders with simple how-to videos tailored to the plants that you choose. With Bloomin' Easy on your side, creating the yard that you've always wanted becomes as easy as plant, water, and relax. Check them out at your local garden center or by visiting bloomineasyplants.com. Brought to you by Blue Ribbon Organics, providing locally made organic compost and soil blends for gardens, farms, landscaping, and more. Visit BlueRibbonOrganics.com or call 262-497-8539 to find their products nearest you. If you could double the life of your raised bed boxes by sealing the wood with a clear non-toxic wood preservative, would you? Well, now you can with a clear penetrating product called Internal Wood Stabilizer. It's 100% non-toxic and easy to apply. Seal your untreated wood surfaces, even chicken coops, by spraying on Internal Wood Stabilizer. It's invisible, seals the wood from the inside out, and never wears off. Recommended by organic gardening experts. Internal Wood Stabilizer. Check it out at TimberProCoatingsUSA.com. Thanks for listening to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. As you've heard through the program, many companies offering coupon codes to help you save on great products. If you've missed any of those coupon codes, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and click on the money tab at the top of the page, and they're all listed for you. The Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show is brought to you by the following: Tree Ripe, Covers and All, Ironwood Tool Company, Timber Pro Coatings, Blue Ribbon Organics, Natural Green Products, Algae Men, Dr. Zymes, Happy Leaf LED, Rescue, Big Tool Rack, Hot Bin Composting, Proclamation Goods. Find all sponsors at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com and thank them for their support. Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Continuing on with questions and answers. If you've got a question that you want to send over, you can do that either by giving us a sending us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. And that number is 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right, continuing on with the questions here. I've heard and read so many explanations on how to prevent blossom end rot on tomatoes, from adding Tums to powdered milk to crushed eggshells. So I come to you, garden experts, for the correct answer. What is that right answer? Thank you.
Garden experts.
We've been called worse.
So here's what happened.
Well, explain what blossom end rot is.
Blossom end rot is a physiological problem with your tomato plant because it has a lack of proper calcium, and then it creates this blossom end rot. It looks like you look at the blossom end or the bottom of a tomato, and it's all brown and gross looking, and you're like, whoa, what happened? That's what blossom end rot is. Some people call it blossom end root rot or something like that. But anyway, so what happens is that as I said, your plant has lack of calcium access, essentially.
Not a lack of calcium in the soil.
It's not a lack of calcium in the soil. I mean, it's possible.
Rare occasion.
Yeah, rare occasion. But it's lack of calcium access. So what you need to do is you need to start watering your plants consistently. And so many people find, you know, that they do the eggshell thing or the Tums or what's it called?
Powdered milk.
Powdered milk. Or
Epsom salt.
Epsom salt is not calcium. It's magnesium
sulfate.
And what happens is that
those two things don't go together.
No, they don't.
Magnesium doesn't fix a calcium deficiency.
No, but what happens...
I know we're in a crazy world, but those things still don't work.
Right. So what happens is that So a lot of times you'll get this advice to add XYZ to your soil, and then you water it in, and then the problem disappears. But why the problem disappears is because you've watered your plants and now they have access to the calcium in your soil. So watering consistently, as we spoke about in the segment one,
yes,
is key, and it's going to prevent that blossom end rot.
Now, not saying that adding Tums or powdered milk or eggshells is bad for your soil. Adding those things, Tums and the powdered milk, I think that's a waste. If you're going to use eggs and you're going to put eggs in the compost pile or in the garden, that's fine. There is some minute amount of calcium, and people think just crush it up, throw it in the hole. That's not how that works. Doing that, the eggshell can take up to 24 months to break down to a usable form. If you are wanting to accelerate the usage of what little calcium is available in those eggshells, you want to dry them out a few moments in the microwave or let them set out on the porch, and then have a designated blender or machine to pulverize them to a powder consistency. Then you can incorporate those into your soil, and that will help the breakdown process of those particles in order to utilize whatever little bit of availability is in those eggshells for the plants in your garden.
Right. So, on to
when
our next question.
When should pumpkins be started in time for Halloween? First time planter here, Zone 6B, Pennsylvania. Well, hello, Pennsylvania. Listening to us on WMBS 590 and FM 101.1 out of south of Pittsburgh.
All right. So pumpkins are, if you're going to grow a jack-o'-lantern, you want to, if you're going to start them, you want to plant those seeds directly into the soil, and you do that around the same time as your tomatoes?
You could wait until June to do that. Typically, we're looking at 90 to 100 days. So you want to start them in June, early June, because as these plants grow and get to a mature state, once you get to that September, October, those nights and those days are getting cooler, which is not going to help the growth or the development of a plant that loves heat.
Right, but if I was in zone 6B, I would put them in the ground Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Pumpkins are going to be okay after ripening for a few weeks. So you would be able to, you know, it's not like your Halloween's tomorrow and okay, I got to harvest today. You have some cushion there once the pumpkin is ripe in order to harvest it and let it set there.
Unless you're trying to grow a boat sized pumpkin.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother challenge in itself. All right, Holly, you got some questions now that you had come in.
Yeah. So one of my friends wants to know that they are composting and they have a dog and she wants to know if they can put their dog waste in the compost.
Absolutely not.
No. And I told her that yes, it seems like a smart idea because dogs, you know, they have waste and you probably have plenty of it. But it's not smart because it's not sanitary and dogs also can carry diseases that, are not necessarily affecting them, but it could affect your compost in a negative way.
Right. It can be very unsafe. Pathogens and parasites and bacteria live in dog's waste, including E. coli. So that's not good. And salmonella, along with several other types of worms and ringworms and tapeworms and all that other fun, unnecessary stuff that you, as us as humans, don't need to mess with because we've got plenty of other diseases that we need to be concerned with in the world than that. Now, that said, if you want to designate a specific pile of yard debris, grass clippings, weeds, and the dog feces, and that is strictly going to go on the yard and not going to be even close to food area,
like a
grass fertilizer.
Oh yeah,
you can do that, but make sure that there's not the chance that if a hard rain comes that will flush back into the area where the edibles are growing, because that will transfer over through the water down the hill into the garden and then toxify and potentially cause those issues with your food that you're growing.
Right. So yeah.
Next
question is another compost-ish question is, can I use chicken manure to directly onto my soil, or do I need to let it age? And so that is something that you do need to let it age because it does have possible salmonella and E. coli. So you just want to let it age over, 6 months to a year, I think?
Yeah, 6 months to a year. And then that is safe. Once it breaks down, totally okay. No problem with that at all. Now, if you have rabbits, the fun thing about rabbits is you can use that right away. You don't have to wait for that to break down. Hogs, cattle, you have to wait for that to break down because it's going to be too hot. It will burn. Hot meaning not like, oh, my hand's on fire. Hot meaning the nitrogen levels are so high that the plants will suck it up and basically cook themselves.
What about if you have a house rabbit? Can you still?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a meat rabbit.
No, it doesn't have to be a specific genre, a variety of rabbit. Any rabbits will be fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we got another question from one of my friends is, I have this pallet wood and I want to use it for a raised bed. And Joey and I did this twice.
Right.
Yeah.
You can create, and if you go on our parent website, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.com, and in the search bar at the upper right corner, put in pallet raised bed. We've got two different videos on how we constructed it. Not the construction which you may think, where we busted all the boards off the pallet and then nailed them all up in another. No, we cut the pallet in thirds, flipped them on its edge, nailed them together, and then
quick and dirty.
Yeah, and put the compost in it. And the one we did going on, third year, it's showing some wear, but it's still functional. Now, with that being said, there are certain pallets based on the marking on the pallet, and you have to look at what the marking after your research, that were treated with a chemical versus heat treated or kiln dried, meaning that they were dried out in that way. Also, if you have the availability to know what that pallet was used for, that will put peace of mind at your give you peace of mind if you care about that. Obviously, if a pallet has oil stains or discoloration of purple and green and all different colors, you don't want to use that. If it's clean and it just looks like it's been used, that's up to your discretion whether or not you feel it's okay to use or not. But those are your two things you want to be aware of. Well, another thing you should be aware of is we are out of time, Holly. And we thank you for yours. Did you miss any portion of the program today or you would like to revisit it? You can certainly do that by going to our parent website, which is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and clicking on the Season 6 tab at the top of the page. Or you can send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, and we will send you a link to the program. And whatever other questions you may have, you can certainly submit that over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Tune in next week to the program. We are going to be discussing weeds, the evil weeds, and what you should do and what's the best method in order to control them in your garden, as well as the summer heat. What should we prepare our gardens for, and how should we make sure that they can survive that summer heat? Our guest is Tasha Greer, and we'll answer more of your garden questions. So until next week, for
Holly Baird,
I'm Joy Baird, and we will see you in the garden.